I'm Liz Pelka. Bahamas Prime Minister Hubert Minnis is pledging to do whatever is necessary to aid rescue and recovery efforts after Hurricane Dorian devastated the Caribbean archipelago. The storm swept away entire villages and beaches, usually packed with tourists. Thursday will likely bring more grim news as what the storm left behind becomes clear after spinning over Grand Bahama and Abaco Islands for nearly 2 days. Minnis told a Wednesday news conference that the confirmed death toll was 20 on Abaco Island and that officials expected the number to rise.
As Prime Minister, I assure you that no effort will be spared in rescuing those still in danger, feeding those who are hungry, and providing shelter to those who are without homes.
U.S. President Donald Trump has sent the Coast Guard and urban search and rescue teams to help. The British Royal Navy, Red Cross, and United Nations are also rushing in food, medicine, and any kind of aid that may be needed. As Hurricane Dorian moves up the southeastern coast of the United States, it has reached Category 3 status once again. The National Hurricane Center's Senior Hurricane Specialist Richard Pasch says the U.S. state of South Carolina's coast is feeling the effects.
They're currently experiencing pretty strong winds there, particularly around the Charleston area, and those conditions will continue and spread up the coastline.
Forecasters expect the center of the storm to move near or over the coast of South Carolina Thursday. President Trump is optimistic about engaging in diplomacy with Tehran after the U.S. took action Wednesday to disrupt an Iranian oil shipping network it accuses of funding terrorism. This is VOA News. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says the decision to withdraw a controversial extradition bill in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory was her government's own initiative to break the impasse and not Beijing's directive. Lam spoke at a news conference Thursday.
But I'm sure you want to ask about the position of the Central People's Government, so may I just also supplement that throughout the whole process, the Central People's Government took the position that they understood why we have to do it. They respected my view, and they supported me all the way.
Withdrawal of the bill meets one of the protesters' 5 key demands. Those demands also include an independent investigation into allegations of police brutality. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suffered yet another blow Thursday when his brother announced his resignation as a junior minister from Parliament. Joe Johnson tweeted his resignations were due to conflicts between family and Britain. This comes after another setback for the Prime Minister. The House of Commons voted in favor of a measure forcing the government to ask the EU to delay Brexit another 3 months if there is no exit deal by the October 31st deadline. The measure now goes to Parliament's upper chamber, the House of Lords. As the chances of Britain crashing out of the EU with no deal have risen, a new report warns that the economic and political impact of such an outcome would be felt for many years. Henry Ridgewell has more for VOA from London.
A new report warns that a no-deal Brexit will mean half of all British exports will face disruption. Professor Anand Menon of the UK in a Changing Europe programme at King's College London is co-author of the report.
One of the things that no deal means, apart from tariffs, which are relatively unimportant actually, is the fact that goods are going to have to be checked. And these companies work to very tight schedules. They don't store parts, they work on the basis of 1 hour turnaround times for these parts.
That includes auto companies like Nissan, Honda and Ford, Airbus, which makes its aircraft wings in Britain. The report warns that a plunging pound will likely see prices rise and possible shortages of some fresh food. The British government dismisses such claims and says it will be ready for a no-deal exit. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
NATO-led military alliance says an American and a Romanian soldiers were killed in action Thursday in Kabul, Afghanistan, raising the number of U.S. military fatalities to 16 this year. The blast killed at least 10 people and injured 42 others, according to the Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA 1.